Most Minnesotans who've heard of Mike Cerisi know him as the lawyer who won the more than $6 billion settlement against the tobacco industry for the state. Many of them also likely have some idea Cerisi's law firm collected almost $450 million for his efforts. The attorney's latest ad, a 30-second TV spot called Dad, frames him in a different light, showing voters Cerisi shares a family history common to many working Americans.
This is who I am. My grandparents came to St. Paul from Sicily. My father went from selling fruit to owning a grocery store and then a liquor store.
The ad goes on to talk about Cerisi's mother's battle with breast cancer, which took her life when he was in seventh grade, and it underscores his work ethic.
I worked my way through St. Thomas and the U Law School under the toughest boss I've ever known, my dad. Everything I know about hard work, I learned from him. But everything I know about not giving up, I learned from my mom.
Cerisi campaign spokesman Paul Omot says the ad is an effort to give voters a sense of Cerisi's accomplishments and struggles unrelated to the tobacco settlement.
The ad's just a chance to tell Mike's story, his life story, not to define him by the last 3 years of his life, and really give the voters more context as to Mike the person.
McAllister College Communication Studies professor Clay Steinman says it's no surprise Cerisi's campaign put together such an ad. Steinman says for Cerisi the challenge is twofold. First, to make sure people know who he is, and secondly, to fight any negative images voters may have of him because of his success as a trial lawyer.
If people know his name, they know he made a fortune on the tobacco settlement. And they don't necessarily think that what lawyers earn for those settlements is fair. He's got to counter that image. He's got to present himself as someone who knows what hard work is and who knows what loss is and who knows what it is to not give up and not to seem like he's someone who's out for a quick buck.
There is a wide field of DFL Senate candidates, but only Cerisi has appeared in TV ads so far. Steinman says Cerisi's ability to bankroll ads gives him a significant advantage over fellow DFLers without big bucks.
Cerisi has enormous amounts of money. He gets to make this case because he has lots of money. That leaves people who don't have so much money or don't have access to so much money unable to make a similar kind of case for themselves. And so we're already starting to see an election that might well turn on who has the deepest pockets, who has access to the richest people.
Cerisi's campaign says its dad ad will run statewide through the state DFL convention early next month. This is Mark Sedeklik, Minnesota Public Radio.